Spread the good news, music lovers. Basin Street is back. Our special guest, Arthur Fiedler. Yes, it's the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the music of the Three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. Our stars, Miss Jane Pickens, the brand-new Blue Jane Pickens. With Jane, her six escortiers. The Have You Ed Octet and Dr. Henry Hot Lips Levine. And here is the original Basin Street commentator, Dr. Gino Hamilton.
Thank you, Wayne Howell, and fellow music lovers. We're indeed happy to be back with you after a short layoff of 496 weeks. The lovely Jane Pickens comes to the world of culture from the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, the Juilliard Graduate School in New York, the École de Musique in Paris, and the Tobacco Road section of Macon, Georgia. Many of you have heard the darling Dixie Cup sing, but perhaps few of you know that she is also one of our better pianists, being especially noted for her hot and cold running cadenzas and her open-toed glissandos. But there she is at the piano now. She is somewhat daringly dressed in a two-piece arpeggio with strapless vibrato. Miss Pickens, I'd like you to know that I, too, am a thorough musician. When I was practicing piano, I used to think nothing of starting at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I declare, Dr. Gino, I don't think much of it either.
Yes. With her six escortiers, here is Jane Pickens, not only singing, but also beating the B.G. sharp out of the Steinway in Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Oh, my honey,
won't you hurry and let me end us?
Hey!
Ain't you going?
Yes, we're going.
To the leader man, ragged leader man. Oh, my honey, oh, my honey.
Come on.
Let me take you to Alexander's
Grandstand.
Come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here. It's the best band in the land. You can hear the bugle call like you never heard before.
So let's roll, let's wanna go to war.
It's just the best little band on earth. Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band? And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime,
come over here, come over here,
and listen to Alexander's ragtime band.
The band is the best band in the world. The piano is played by a pretty girl, Janie. Ooh. Won't you play that boogie beat? Because the end is drawing near.
Come on along, come on along. Let me take you
by the hand.
Up to the man, up to the man.
Up to the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you care to hear the funny river played, here I come.
Come over here, and lend an ear to Alexander's Ragtime Band.
As the conductor of that opus, Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine bends over in a low bow, whereupon he gets smacked on his sonatino with the business end of a bass fiddle. As you all know, the good doctor is the leading American exponent of our indigenous Dixieland music, being perhaps the only living member of the original Dixieland jazz band who is willing to admit it. That seriously, every city in which he has given a concert is anxious for his return. In fact, some of these cities are so extremely eager that they're offering a handsome reward, dead or alive. But Dr. Levine mounts the podium. A correction. There was a slight scuffle on the stage, and the podium now mounts Dr. Levine. From the classic literature of Dixieland, here is the Catfish Country Concertante Muskrat Ramble. Bravo, bravo and bravissimo. Bravo and bravissimo, I repeat.
Give us more of the Dixie Cup. Encore the Dixie Cup.
Better late than never, but apparently that gentleman with a slightly off-key leer would like more of Jane Dixie Cup Pickens. And as you could all see, there is plenty more there. However, the society will never relax its ironclad rule against encores. Never. Oh, one moment, please. A gentleman has just tossed a quarter onto the concert stage, so we will now have an encore. Yes, here comes Jane again, delicately picking her way through the audience, pocket by pocket. I should like to add that Miss Pickens is wearing a daringly décolleté tea gown made of an old Southern Methodist T-shirt.
Doctor, I declare I was a little worried that this dress was cut in front here.
Yes.
But Dr. Levine said it only showed that my heart was in the right place.
Although the folk music we are now to hear is not jazz, it could not be more truly Southern if it had been composed by a catfish. In fact, some critics say it was composed by a catfish. The faded parchment manuscript of the work was recently discovered by a noted New Orleans antiquarian while poking around among the ruins of an abandoned piccolo player.
Dr. Gino, there's a fly in here.
I'll call Dr. Levine. Quick, Henry, the DDT.
No, this is a blue-tail fly.
Oh.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got drunk. and brush away the blue tail fire.
Buzzing all around, buzzing all around, buzzing all around, buzzing all around.
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care.
Jimmy cracked
corn and I don't care.
Jimmy cracked
corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he rode around the farm. The flies so numerous they did swarm. One picked the pony on the thigh. The devil take the blue tail fly.
Buzzing all around, buzzing all around, buzzing all around, buzzing all around, buzzing all around.
Jimmy cracked corn and I don't care.
Jimmy cracked
corn and I don't care.
Jimmy cracked
corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Go away, far away, far away, far away.
The pony run, he jump, he pitch, he threw my master in the ditch. He died, and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue tail fly.
Jimmy cracked
corn,
crack,
I don't
corn,
care.
Crack,
Jimmy cracked corn,
crack,
I don't
corn,
care.
Crack, Jimmy
cracked
corn,
crack, I don't care.
My master's gone away. Master's gone away.
We have now reached the intermission in this evening's concert by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. We are privileged to have as our guest commentator one of America's foremost conductors. He is the Papa of the Boston Pops, and tomorrow evening in the U.S. Steel Concert Series, he is to conduct the great NBC Symphony. Here is Dr. Arthur Fiedler.
Thank you, Dr. Gino. As guest conductor of the NBC Symphony, I thought it only fitting that I should pay a courtesy call on Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine, conductor of Basin Street's Barefooted Philharmonic. But frankly, I'm a little puzzled at something Dr. Levine said as he greeted me.
And just what did the good doctor say, fool that I am to ask?
Well, he took one look at me and he said, "Oh, brother, how square can you get?" Dr. Gino, can you explain what that means?
Well, translated into technical musical terminology, that means, and I quote, "Oh, brother, how square can you get?" All clear?
Oh, yes. Only now I'll have to get somebody to explain that. Oh, Jane Pickens, can you explain what Dr. Gino just said?
Well, I'm afraid not, Dr. Fiedler. As the great Dr. Fats Waller once said...
And she now quotes...
Quote, "If I gotta explain it to you, you ain't with it."
And she now unquotes... But tell us, Dr. Fiedler, what are you and the NBC Symphony playing tomorrow night?
Now, let me see. I've programmed music by Ebert, Handel, Berlioz, and Humperdinck.
Dr. Fiedler, watch your language. A few more words like that, we'll have to wash out your mouth with Spike Jones.
Oh, but never mind. In my concert tomorrow night, I also intend to conduct the NBC Symphony in some jazz.
Dr. Fiedler, I have news for you. Toscanini is on vacation, but when he hears you and the NBC Symphony playing jazz, he'll rush back here and tear down the RCA building. But your soloist tomorrow night is Dr. Benny Goodman. Is he also playing jazz?
No, Benny's playing a classic. The finale from the first clarinet concerto by, if you'll pardon the expression, von Weber.
Frankly, Dr. Fiedler, Dr. Gino's been terribly worried ever since he heard that Benny Goodman is appearing with you in the NBC Symphony.
Worried? Why?
Well, with all that classical music, Dr. Gino's afraid Dr. Goodman might be contaminated.
In short, Dr. Fiedler, we're afraid you'll cause Dr. Goodman to grow hair as long as from here to there.
When Dr. Goodman played here on Basin Street, he was strictly short, crew-cut.
And so, Dr. Fiedler, we've asked you here this evening to show you how the clarinet should be played. Now, we'll be listening to your NBC concert tomorrow night to see if you learn anything. So give us your close attention as Professor Artie Baker plays a whole mess of licorice stick in clarinade.
Thank you.
Dr. Arthur Fiedler did listen to Professor Artie Baker in that gobblepipe concerto. As a result, Dr. Levine's musicians have just carried him out after presenting him with a pair of diamond-studded brass knuckles. Here once again is the darling Dixie Cup, Jane Pickens, who recently starred in the Broadway musical Regina, who has just finished a triumphant engagement at the Waldorf's Wedgwood Room, who is now appearing to packed houses at New York's Strand Theater, and who is shortly to appear on the mound as a relief pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Actually, of course, the darling Dixie Cup is especially noted for her vocal bravura or enthusiasm. In other words, she puts her entire being into every song she sings.
That's right, Dr. Gino. On every song, I open my mouth and throw myself into it.
Yeah. We lose a lot of singers that way. Here is Jane Pickens, and I can't give you anything but love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream of what? Scheme of what? You're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond cufflinks one way doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know, darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
From the way Jane sang that song, one is tempted to wonder if the darling Dixie Cup is as nice a girl as the general public has been led to believe. As you all know, Dr. Henry Levine has one of the largest collections of Dixieland music this side of the city dump. We asked the good doctor to program something appropriate. Well, Dr. Levine?
I got you a good hot weather tune, Jingle Bells.
Dr. Levine, Jingle Bells is a Christmas tune.
Yeah? If the way I play it don't cool you off, you can poke me in the puss with a popsicle.
Yes. The more we look at the good doctor, the more we notice his resemblance to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Thank you.
Dr. Levine is so happy to welcome the lovely Jane Pickens to Lower Basin Street that he has written a poem in honor of the occasion, most unfortunately.
I paid you to let me read it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Three smoked herrings and a Confederate nickel.
Okay, so here's the poem. Welcome to Basin Street, Charlie.
Dr. Levine, please, her name is Jane.
Well, who could think of anything to rhyme with Jane? Well, welcome to Basin Street, Charlie, with your musical verve and dash. Since you can sing both corn and barley, swing out, oh sweet succotash.
The darling Dixie Cup is so touched by this tender tribute that she has changed into a special costume for the occasion, an off-the-shoulder gown of sheer burlap adorned by a corsage of red cabbage. Musically, she responds by joining her escortiers in Dr. Levine's orchestra in the Mississippi Doc Walloper's doxology, the St. Louis Blues.
She got it. We wonder how she got such a beautiful ring.
Oh, drag my man along.
She does.
Pull my apron string.
Ain't it a shame, my dirty shame, to be so mean and cruel? If it wasn't for power and your sore bald head. St. Louis, Missouri.
I'll pack my trunk.
Then what?
And make my getaway
to St. Louis, Missouri.
I got the St. Louis, just as well as I can be.
She's really in love, believe me.
Dead man got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
She's really in love, believe me.
And on a cold gray day, they will gain upon your heart, then they'll gnaw and they'll tear till you swear that you can't take it anymore. Yes, indeed, and he's home to stay. When it moves, my friend, there's a price you've got to pay. Oh, I
love that man like a schoolboy does his
wife. There's a Kentucky colonel loves his mint and his rye.
Isn't that right? Oh.
Until the day
St. Louis.
And so, fellow music lovers, we have come to the end of the first in this new series of concerts by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, than which there is indubitably. Please warn all your friends that next week we'll be back. And if any of them would like to make something of it, kindly ask them to take off their glasses and step outside. Next week, with Jane Pickens, her escortiers, and Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine, our special guest will be Dr. Martin Hellman, former commanding officer of New York Sanitation Department Garbage Scow No. 14. Now this is Dr. Gino Hamilton saying in the romantic language of French lovers, adieu, adieu, mon seul, l'amour pour toujours. Translated, that means, here's your hat, Schnook, what's your hurry?
Program notes for this concert were by Welborn Kelly, originator of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. The program, a Gale production, was directed by Bob Wombo. This is Wayne Howell speaking.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.